Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! We got my man, Ryan Hollins, 10-year NBA veteran in for Rob Parker, who is vacationing. That's right, and we're both coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We will be here with you for the next 3 hours, so keep it locked for fun, enlightenment, inspiration, information, on and on and on here at Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Ryan Hollins. What up, brother?
Chris, what up, dog?
You know I can't. I'm excited about you being here, man.
I think you just like to. You like to pick on me, man. I know you. You attack Rob sometimes. You're not like a bully. You're an intellectual bully. You're not like
what?
You
what?
Are some Chris. You so are,
how?
Man.
How?
You break.
I
you
just
like
call
to,
cats out. See, I don't let cats get away with kicking nonsense. That's man, all.
It's smooth though, Chris. Yeah, that's why it's intellectual bullying. You don't even realize it's bullying. It's real smooth. It's smooth. Like, hey, what about the other day? What were you talking about, man? Hold on.
See, I'm putting you, hey, you said it. Back it up. That's all I'm talking about. But we're going to have a lot of fun because it was obviously a big weekend in the NBA and lots of basketball to get to. Damian Lillard, I can't wait to get your opinion on that. And Team USA seems to have righted itself. But there's so much to get to. Let me introduce the Odd Couple crew. We've got Iowa Sam in for the ever off, the ever vacationing Alex Teichert. So Iowa Sam's is on the ones
indeed.
And twos on a Magic City Monday. Super producer Rob G in the house and on the updates. I wasn't listening to the update. Who was that? On the updates. Who is that?
Really?
Ralph Irvin. My man, Ralph Irvin.
Big Ralph!
Hit my headphones on. So, yes, Ralph Irvin is with us on the updates. All right, let's get it started. Ryan Hollins, I just want to share a few things with you. That's all. No bullying. Just share a few things with you. Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has his Milwaukee Bucks, up 3-2 on the Phoenix Suns and one home win away from the first championship in Bucks history, or in 50 years for the Milwaukee Bucks franchise. The first since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Oscar Robertson did it. How's that for some big names?
Man, big names.
And he's averaging 32.3 points, 13 rebounds, 5.5 dimes, 1.5 steals, 1.2 blocks on 61% shooting. Ryan, Giannis is the only player ever in the 74-year history of the National Basketball Association to average 30, 10, and 5 on 60% shooting in the NBA Finals. Giannis is getting busy, period, the end. And yet, I turn on my television and I hear people saying he's a Robin. He's not a Batman. Chris Middleton is the Batman. I turn on my television and I hear people saying he can't shoot. He can't hit free throws. He can't hit mid-range. He can't hit threes. I turn on my television and I see one Ryan Hollins saying Giannis ain't all that. And here's what I want to say, Ryan. Why in the world can we stop selling Giannis short? That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking you to declare him the best player in the world. I'm not asking anyone to declare him the GOAT. I am saying this dude is balling. Can we give him his propers?
No. Here's the thing. Guys like you oversell it. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not going to incriminate you. I'm going to let you. You called him the GOAT. You said he's on the way to being the greatest of all time, Chris.
No. What, did you hear that on the Herd today?
I just saw a little bit clickbaitish, and it was like, I just saw GOAT, Giannis, and your name in it. And I'm like, yo.
Here's what I said.
Okay, yeah. What did you say?
Every now and again, all right? Every generation or so,
okay,
there's a player or two that we see has GOAT potential. In football, in his second year, I said Pat Mahomes has GOAT potential. Not saying he's the GOAT. Not saying he's going to be the GOAT, right? When LeBron was coming into the league, you know what were we saying? GOAT potential. Doesn't mean he's going to do it. Just means it's within him. You know, it's possible. It's within the realm of possibility. And you know we don't say that about everybody. We don't say, you know, Kobe was great. But I don't remember anybody saying he might end up being the GOAT.
It's because he came after Michael.
Well, I'm just saying. Durant, awesome. I don't hear anybody saying he might be the GOAT. Or end up, you know, he potentially could be the GOAT one day.
Are you putting Giannis far from the GOAT. Are you putting Giannis over Kobe and KD?
No, what I'm saying is potentially, he could be better than them. Potentially.
Chris.
He's not there yet.
Chris, it's very hard. Here's the deal, and we'll both agree to this. It is very hard for a non-shooter to become not just a solid shooter, but a knockdown shooter. Because you're asking him to be a knockdown. And if he's
won't be a knockdown shooter.
If he's like,
I'm with you on that.
Let me find like a, I want to say Paul Pierce, but no, that's too good. I want to say KD's definitely too good. Kobe's definitely.
Become a knockdown
Kawhi?
Shooter.
Well, Kawhi's kind of a knockdown.
Nah, Kawhi's got the mid-range.
How about LeBron?
LeBron's not a great shooter.
If he's a LeBron shooter, we can put him in those conversations. But here's the deal. LeBron at his age was a much better shooter. Giannis is
just bad.
So if we can all agree if the jump shot was there, but at this point it's kind of irreversible. Like he'll improve.
He's only 26.
He'll improve, but by the time he really improves, the athleticism won't be there. You know what I'm saying? But I'll throw the P word out. It's just unlikely. Chris, he's shooting. Listen, I think he's made, if I'm not mistaken, one three-pointer in the finals?
But see, hear me out, because I'm with you.
And you don't seem like you're with me, because you put respect on his name. He got GOAT potential, man.
Well, I am saying put respect on that. Look, here's all I'm saying. I went into the finals.
Okay.
Saying if Giannis wins this championship, he still won't be the best player in the world. Stop it. I was saying all that.
Cool.
But what I've seen in these finals, and I'd be shocked if you say differently, is that he's playing to his strengths. The reason we harped on Giannis' inability to shoot jumpers is because he's out there shooting jumpers. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't remember seeing Hakeem shoot threes and 20-footers, but he didn't do it.
Hey,
he killed you with what he did.
Hakeem would have made them, too. Hakeem would have knocked him down. He knocked down threes.
What I'm saying? I'm saying not in these finals. Maybe it's the competition. I don't know. But in these finals, Giannis is playing to his strengths now. He's not showcasing his weaknesses. I don't care that Kareem didn't shoot 20-footers.
That's what I don't like you're doing, Chris. I don't like you doing that, because when you say Kareem skyhook and then you say Giannis, you're putting them on the same plane, and they're not. Because Kareem skyhook worked against everybody.
So you saying Giannis couldn't do this against everybody?
Not a snowball's chance, Chris.
Who couldn't he do this against?
Kawhi. Bam Adebayo.
Yo, can the dude grow? Can he improve? Can he mature?
He ain't matured that much.
Beast.
He's the same.
Bam was playing in that first round, was he not?
Listen, and their team was the team was garbage. The wings didn't show up. They didn't make it to the playoffs.
Same team as last year.
They were still in the bubble, dog. And they had a bad season. It wasn't like they just stung in the bubble. They had a bad. They are who we thought they were. They had a bad season. Here's the deal, man. Giannis in 2021 is the same Giannis he was in 2020 and in 2019,
what?
Chris.
What?
He's the same. In fact, he might have got worse.
What?
He was an MVP. In the last year, he was an MVP and defensive player of the year. And he got none of that.
Well, he wasn't. You know he wasn't going to win any of that until he won a championship.
But here's my point.
Because people were like, yo, you keep doing it in the regular season and fizzling in the playoffs.
Nah, don't make it. He's the same player. You know what he's got? He better thank his lucky stars. Instead of you riding Giannis's coattail, you need to be talking about Jrue Holiday.
Oh, stop it.
You need – oh, what?
Stop. Can I get two nice shooting games in a row from Jrue Holiday,
before
I throw flowers all over him?
Chris Paul's lunch. He had his sandwich. He had his –
Chris Paul had 21-11 in one turnover. Wait, 10 points in the fourth quarter.
And Jrue Holiday had 27-13 and three steals, and one of them with the cojones on the line.
He played nicely. I'm just saying.
Hold on, Chris. Real quick. Jrue Holiday had one of the greatest steals that we've ever seen in NBA. One of the greatest steals in NBA Finals history. We can say two-way performance. If you ask me who Jrue Holiday was, give me the steal with the cojones on the line. Throw the lob. Wow. Two-way player. Come on, man. He ate Chris Paul's lunch. He had his Lunchable, the Snickers. He had the Doritos and the Capri Sun, dog.
You are tripping.
You need to talk about Jrue Holiday. You talking about this GOAT potential, dude. Yeah, this is the same Giannis in 2019, man.
This is the same dude. This dude, I can't believe you are saying that. Cannot we see progression? We saw progression with LeBron. We saw progression with Michael. You're not going to give Giannis a... We saw progression with Shaq.
You have mentioned Giannis with Kareem, Michael.
You bringing up Jrue Holiday. Kareem ever... Name me the championship Kareem won without Oscar Robertson or Magic Johnson.
Yeah, but I want you to acknowledge that. He's the same player.
I don't think he's the same player.
Okay.
I think he's mentally tougher now. I do. I think he's learned from his mistakes. He fizzled, I give you. Kawhi and the Raptors exposed him. Bam and the Heat exposed him. But this year, he's doing the exposing.
Giannis knows... Listen, Giannis knows there's one guy to guard him. It's DeAndre Ayton, and that dude can't get in foul trouble. And you know who you should be crediting? The coaching staff. It's like, hey, dog, the last 2 years, Giannis' ball ain't worked. You know what? Game three, why about you pass the ball to Jrue Holiday? How about you get Middleton involved?
But he got to do it. What seven-footer have you seen throwing dimes like that? Playing a nasty floor game. On the perimeter, not trying to run through the wall, but picking dudes apart. Hitting Pat Connaughton for threes in the corner. Hitting Brooke Lopez under the basket for cutting layups and dunks.
Chris, you think he picked them apart? He had six assists. Pump the brakes.
Hold on. When you're 7 feet tall and you give me 30 and 15, six assists is nice.
Hey, listen. His assists, six assists and pick you apart are two different things. What Giannis
did. Game four, 26, 14, and eight dimes.
Let me tell you.
Well, it's 58% shooting. I mean,
didn't they lose that game?
No, that's the game they won.
Let me tell you, that game was nasty, by the way. That wasn't a great offensive output, by the way. That was 17 offensive rebounds with the story of that game, not his eight assists. But here's the deal where Giannis gets his assists in delay action. So for those who don't know what delay action is, it's where you give your big man, Giannis, the ball at the top of the key. and he goes left or he goes right, and then he goes into a dribble handoff or a screen, and it's not really an assist, but it's kind of an, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what he's doing. So it's not like he's coming off the pick and roll, Chris. He's setting the screen or throwing it and then going, and he's excellent in transit. Don't get me wrong. This is why we call Giannis the freak, Chris, because, correct me if I'm wrong, it's odd. You don't feel comfortable calling him a big man. And we also don't feel
but
calling him a guard.
If he keeps playing like this, I will.
He ain't got no choice.
That's my point.
But he's the freak.
I'm on Team Hollins if Giannis is going to be running the point 60% of the time and shooting mid-range shots and threes. I'm on Team Hollins. But if he's going to play like this, where he's going to dominate the interior, and then when he is on the outside, he's not going to force jumpers. He's going to have nice passes. I get it. Okay, he's not LeBron James. I get that with the passes. But for a seven-footer on the perimeter, he's something nice. He's something nice. Let's throw it out to the listeners, see where they are. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are folks like Ryan Hollins
underselling
what Giannis has done in these NBA finals? Am I tripping? Is Chris Broussard off his rocker? What do you think? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with the odd couple. Ryan Hollins in for Rob Parker. Fox Sports Radio.
Chris Broussard.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the odd couple, Chris and Ryan. Ryan Hollins in for Rob Parker, who's vacationing. A Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it's your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. I mean, I thought I was going to convince Ryan Hollins to give Giannis his flowers. Instead, he threw a bunch of weeds on him. Where are you
don't
at?
Don't do
though?
That, Chris.
877-99.
Don't do that, Chris.
You said he's the same player he was, the one that got dismissed unceremoniously in the last two postseasons.
I said he might be worse. He was MVP. At least he was MVP.
So are you mad at me for saying weeds? Now, you're lucky I said weeds. I could have said dirt.
He might just have better players around him. He got a point guard, a two-way point guard, you know, Middleton developed.
Hey. Oh, all of a sudden, Drew Holiday is like all NBA. Okay, all right. Like Drew, but come on. Pump the brakes.
Who played better? Drew won balling?
Drew played better in that one game. I'll give you that.
He had another game he balled, too.
Game four, he played better, too. See, Drew can afford to shoot 4 for 20.
Why do you think Chris Paul?
Paul can't afford to shoot 4 for 20.
Hey,
and win.
Hey, hold on. Why do you think Chris Paul don't look like Chris Paul quite no more?
I mean, Chris Paul does kind of look like Chris Paul to me. 21 and he's averaging what? 21-8, 21-9
Chris,
in this series.
Chris
had one turnover in game five.
Chris
10 points in the fourth. I mean, he makes some bad mistakes.
Chris.
You know, but I'm just saying.
He's making don't fall in love with the stats. See, now you're good at
it.
That's where your intelligence comes to play.
So his 10 points in the fourth quarter was irrelevant. He had two threes in the fourth.
Game four, he tricked all game four, even though you told him about the points were well.
I'll give you that.
But he still wasn't no Drew Holiday.
He was bad in game four.
He had a really nice move on the baseline that we saw. I thought he was more aggressive. He took care of the basketball better, but he ain't look like 1A or 1B in the game. Drew Holiday looked like Drew Holiday was Debo on the schoolyard.
It looked like one. Hold on. One
he
was like, Giannis.
He looked like 1A or 1B. 1B
was Devin. 1B or 2 was Chris Middleton. And look, Drew outplayed Chris in game 4 and 5.
Hey, I'm
but still
honest.
In game 4, it was 4 for 20. Chris Paul shoots 4 for 20. We killing him.
Hey, dog, game 5? Game five, Devin Booker needed help.
All right, here's what I agree.
He needed help.
He needed help before and five. This would be a different series if he got some help. I'm with you, but I'm telling you, I'm glad you back. Well, you back tomorrow.
Yeah,
man, I wish you was in Wednesday because Chris is going to show up tomorrow night.
Chris, you got me more fired up than I've been on this show in a long time. I was doing sprints in the hallway. Me and Big Ralph were going over defensive slides during the break. You got me.
I bet that was a sight to see.
All right. Big Ralph got a nice jump hook, too, by the way. Hook up, Big Ralph. Hey, you know what? Let's hit these callers, man, because I'm tired. I'm tired of you hearing it from me.
I want to see where they're at.
Let's hear from somebody. All right, my guy Marty in Kentucky. Talk to me. You're on Fox Sports Radio. What's up, baby?
What's up, fellas?
What up, Marty? Can you speak some sense here? I hope you're going to speak some sense.
Nah, this is my brother right here. He got me.
I am going to speak some sense. And everybody knows when it comes to the round ball, I'm always on Team Bussard. But tonight, I got something to say.
You must be crazy, Chris Bussard.
Giannis is the same Giannis has always been. And it is Drew Holiday, that's the difference. He frees up things for Middleton. He's making the whole team look better. It's the management of that team that should be getting credit. I'm not going to give them a championship yet because I think the Suns are going to play their best with their back against the wall. But absolutely, Giannis has not changed. He's the same Giannis.
Wow, Marty.
Marty talking that talk.
Look, here's what I'm saying. Giannis is playing smarter. Whoever we want to credit that to, management, Drew Holiday, whoever. But Giannis is playing smarter. And if he plays like this and doesn't weak jump shot on display,
Chris,
I'm cool with it. I got to give him props.
Anderson, have you ever been like, man, if the coaching staff made an adjustment, LeBron would look pretty good? Or is this LeBron's really good?
But it's not like Giannis has looked terrible in the past.
I don't know, brother.
Man.
I heard you ready to cream him about a series or two ago. You were ready to cream the dude.
Giannis?
Yeah. In round two.
I don't remember that.
Okay. And real quick, Drew Holiday can't do nothing if Giannis want to hog the basketball. The coaching staff's like, get off the ball.
I'm wondering when Drew Holiday became a Hall of Famer. I mean, my goodness.
He looked like one.
Like 10 minutes ago Hollis got on the airwaves.
We talk about Drew Holiday top five. Hey, like Chris Paul top five to all time. Drew Holiday was like, all right.
Oh, okay. We're going to get to Chris Paul later.
Okay. Let's go to
Monte. You already been blaspheming. All
okay,
right.
I got something for you. Let's go to Monte in Chicago, man. You're on the Odd Couple, baby. Talk to me, Monte.
Yeah. I'm about to talk to you. You've been hating on my boy, man, ever since.
Yeah.
He done got big, man. Look. Yeah, I'm here. Hey, like Chris Bouchard said, man, this man dropping dimes, playing smarty. Now those are not assists now? That's what you telling me, Ryan Hollins?
Exactly. He changing the rules on us.
Exactly. And there's no way. This man, I'm a Bucks fan here in Chi. Been here for 6 years. I've been seeing his growth, his elevation. There's no way Giannis is the same player he was in 2 years ago, man. You and old boy from Kentucky, stop it. And look, those signature blocks he made, man, get out of here, man.
That really wasn't a block. You know, that's not really a block, according to Ryan.
Yeah.
And okay, the alley-oop dunk, that wasn't really a dunk. Yeah, he don't get the points.
Look, Ryan, I like you. Just stop the stick, man. You've been on this same stick for 4 years, bro. Get this man his props, man. He's playing a lot smarter. Those dimes, man, have me jumping out of my seat, man.
I like Monte, man. That's my guy. I like Monte, man. Rain, sleet, or snow. I roll with Monte. I like you, brother.
All right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is what I really want to get your opinion on. Damian Lillard. And here's what I said on Friday, Ryan, after he spoke. You remember the report came out? Oh, in a few days, he's going to tell the Blazers he wants to be traded, right? And then he comes out, speaks to the media, says it's not true. If I got something to say, I'll say it. You know, it'll come from me. I woke up to this money, and I'm killing that off the rip and all that stuff. But then if you listen to the rest of the press conference, he sounded like he wanted out. You know, he said he still hasn't decided what he's going to do, right? Which obviously means you either you still thinking you might want to get out and get a trade, or you might want to stay. And then he talked about they got to get more of a sense of urgency, and they have to improve, and they can't win right now. And I don't know what he expects them to do. I don't know what move is out there that they're going to make that's all of a sudden going to make them a championship team. And so here's what I said, Ryan. Damian Lillard, in this situation, when you recognize, okay, I want to win a championship, my legacy, I won't get the love, the respect that I deserve. Yeah, I think he'll be a Hall of Famer. He's a, you know, great point guard. He gets a lot of love and all that. But he won't get recognized on the next level until he at least competes for championships, let alone win it. And in this situation, I think you either have to be an Allen Iverson or Russell Westbrook, and hear me out, where they were like, look, I want to win a championship as much as anybody, but I want to do it here. And I'm giving all I have to win a championship for Philadelphia or for Oklahoma City. And if we don't do it, then I'm good with that. I can live with that. If I gave it my all and we just came up short, I can live with that. You either have to be that guy, or you have to be the James Harden or the Anthony Davis who is willing to make it uncomfortable, willing to take some hits, willing to be ripped. Harden was ripped. Anthony Davis was ripped and booed by the fans. You got to be one of the two. And right now, Ryan, Dame is trying to be Mr. Nice Guy. He's right in the middle. You know, he really is telling you, I feel like he's telling you in no uncertain terms, yeah, I'm ready to move on, but he doesn't want the heat. He's not willing to be the bad guy. Now, maybe after another year and they go out in the first round, he'll be willing to be that. But right now, I think he's in the middle. Where are you at on this?
No, I feel it. And I've talked to Dame, you know, we've kind of interchanged about it. And not recently, so don't take me out of quote.
All right.
But he's loyal to the soil, man. And here's the deal. He's not really gotten credit for the things he's done in Portland. I think that I think he's a megastar, man. And I've been critical of Dame. And I told him that. At the same way I'm critical of Giannis, I'm critical of Dame. And to me, he's overachieved for what he's been given. He's continued to grow each and every year. And he doesn't mind the hard way. He doesn't like the soft way out. I'm going to share my championship or my success with other guys. So I think there is a level where if he gangster enough to stay, he's willing to do it. I think it may come down to, and I'm going to be honest, a real change in Portland. They may have to just come to him and say, look, we're going to rebuild around you. You know, this may be CJ on the trading block first, you know, and depending what comes back, him having to say, man, I can't rebuild with you guys. But Portland's going to head in a direction, I believe, and if it's smart for Chauncey Billups, will they rebuild? Why do I say that? When there's expectations, win, lose, or draw, when you have a superstar on your team and an all-star, even though CJ hadn't been what I consider him an all-star, you got that type of talent on your team, you get fired. The best thing for a new coach and for Chauncey Billups, who I just saw, Chauncey and Ty Lue, and spoke to him over at the Big Three. Congratulations to those brothers, T. Lue and Chauncey, for a heck of a year and a job accomplishment. The one thing is that you want to rebuild. And you got to credit the Ty Lue for taking LeBron's on and
so
the Kawhi's
rebuild
zone.
Around Dame? You
no,
think he's 31?
Rebuild without him.
Okay.
But they're going to have to make that statement. They're going to have to make that statement because Damian, look, he's too loyal. He will fight it out.
So
you know
he
what I'm
won't
saying?
Come out and say it.
I don't think he's going to say it. Now, common sense says let the people say it for him. And I'm gonna turn back the hands of time. I'm gonna tell you, look at another situation, Chris. You know, I'm a history major. We know you're the cyber bully. You know, I mean, I'm a history major, man. Excuse me, the intellectual bully. But Kevin Garnett told Anthony Davis, and he said, "Listen, you have to go. Don't be me. I waited too long. I was too loyal. And I think
he didn't even want to leave then.
He didn't want to leave. That. And I think Kevin Garnett's going to have a talk with Damian Lillard and these guys and say, don't be me. He wasted his youth. He wasted Kevin Garnett. Right. He wasted his prime. And then it's too late. You know, by the time I played with him in Boston, this was year 17, dog.
Let me ask you this. Dame. I lost my train of thought quickly because you was just dropping so many jewels.
Listen, I was saying that Kevin Garnett waited too late. So his advice to Anthony Davis was to move forward. He needs to get in Dame's ear and say, make a move. And I think that Damian Lillard falls into a Chris Paul type of respect where he won't get the Anthony Davis booze, the weird act and the funny stuff from the front office. He won't get that type of reception.
He won't get it from the front office, but he might get it from the fans.
I don't think the fans can do that, Chris, if he doesn't do that, they
might not trade him. See, Harden was ready to play Mr. Nice Guy, too.
He was.
Harden was you know, okay, we got an agreement, but I'm going to go ball till y'all trade me, which will be in a, you know, within the next few weeks. And he gets out there and he's balling first few games, right? And then they starting to see, you know what? They don't really have this sense of urgency. They see I'm going along with the program. They're not going to trade me. That's when he started dogging it. And that's when he got dogged. But let me ask you this. 7 years ago, 2014, there was a team in the West, had a great point guard, Steph Curry, running high pick and roll, giving you 24-8, making the all-star team, making the first round of the playoffs, sometimes the second round. But, you know, they all right. We're about where Portland is right now. And then they got a new coach, and Steve Kerr. And he put in the perfect system for those guys. Mark Jackson laid the foundation with the defense and all that. But Steve Kerr put in the perfect offensive system for those guys, and they went to a level none of us thought they could. Is that possible? Is there a system there, a style of play, something that Chauncey can do in Portland? Because we know they got a great offense. What they don't do is D. Can Chauncey, with his background, make them a very good defensive team and keep that offense, and then all of a sudden they go to a different level? Or is there something else he could do? Like, is that possible? Because, you know, they got pretty good players. Nurkic, CJ. Is that a possibility?
Chris Baloney.
Okay,
I don't even credit Steve. Listen, Steve Kerr didn't mess Steve it Kerr. Up. No.
So you credit Draymond.
This is what I credit. We played against, remember, we were the bad boy. We were the championship list bad boy Pistons to the Warriors. We would knock them out the playoffs. But here's the difference now. Steph and Clay went to the Olympics. They played with Kobe and Bron and them boys. And when they came back, they were different. Steph was different after that. And once Steve Kerr, as a player, I'm telling you, Chris.
But they played differently. Steph all of a sudden was moving all around the court without the ball.
No, his confidence.
He wasn't running the pick and roll.
From playing against him, no. The confidence level was different. A lot of the way the Golden State played, they were in random. It was a lot of fast break. It wasn't a lot of set. So Steve Kerr didn't mess it up. He put him in the right places. He had respect. Mark Jackson would have had the same success. And I believe, because I watched it happen. I intimately played against those dudes, read the scout reports with them, game plan for them, you know, pick them up at half court, run them off we game plan. Send Steph Curry to his right hand. He doesn't shoot as well. He went to the Olympics, him and Clay, and they went from kind of younger dudes who were talented to just megastars. And that's what happened. So I don't credit that move the same way. The experience is so valuable.
They didn't do anything differently offensively.
No, in fact,
Steve
they did less. They got better.
Passing.
You just couldn't guard Steph, dude.
300 passes a game, stuff like that.
Nah, you just couldn't. You couldn't guard Steph, dude. You couldn't guard him. I swear, you couldn't guard Clay. You couldn't guard him. Them dudes went on 10. They went on one. I promise you.
All right. Well, look, we got plenty more to talk about, man. Ryan Hollins up in here just causing mischief. My goodness. All right. It is the Odd Couple. He's in for Chris, Rob Parker. Man. Not all news is good news for Team USA basketball, though. We'll get into that next. Our couple, Kristen Ryan, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's a Magic City Monday, and we are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Ryan Hollins in for Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, Ryan, Team USA, after a rough start, back-to-back losses to Nigeria and Australia, they have come up and beaten Argentina, and then they just beat Spain, who is the current world champion. 83-76. We know Zach LaVine's in the COVID protocol, but it looks like he'll be able to play with the team. We heard Ralph Irvin say they only sent 8 players over right now that are on the team. But of course they're getting Jrue Holiday, your favorite player, Middleton, and Devin Booker after these finals. But what are you feeling better about Team USA, or you still got concerns?
I am, honestly. You know what? I like the addition of Keldon Johnson. We talked about size. You know, he's big. He can spot up, hit a three. He's active. He's excited to play Team USA, and he's going to fall into his role. And I also really like the addition of JaVale McGee. Remember, we spoke about it. Just give me one shot blocker.
Yep.
You might never need him the whole tournament long, or you might. I'm thrilled with the addition, but we got to find a way to be imposing. And no disrespect to Brad or Kevin, but we didn't need more scoring. We needed two-way players. And not that those guys wouldn't be effective, but to me, Brad on the floor with Dame, you got two smaller guards. You know what I'm saying? What makes them effective in the regular season, everybody knows, okay, play defense, let Dame and let Brad, do their thing. And I played with Brad, man. He is absolutely electric. But I just thought him and Lillard became redundant, and they're so senior to the team that you had to play them. I can't imagine benching one or the other. So I think Team USA is in a good place. And I tell you this. If you're in a locker room and you listen to Popovich talk, I know Pop brought the smoke. Pop came with it. And now you got a team that is underdogged going into the Olympics. So I'm not just proclaiming gold, but I like where they are, Chris.
Yeah, they should be the favorite. Two weeks ago, they the favorite. You don't think they're the favorite?
It's not from a talent standpoint, it's from a team standpoint. So I don't know if I favor Kevin Durant. Don't get me wrong. But.
Well, then, Kevin Durant's on the team. Mm. That's all. Here's where I'm at. 2 weeks ago, I would have guaranteed gold. Mm-hmm. I won't do that today. I'll just say I think they're the favorites. I think they can win gold, but they're far from guaranteed. They're far from a lock. It's going to be tough. But I am with you in that adding a Keldon Johnson, you didn't need another big name. We're definitely together on JaVale McGee. You need to build a team. Because we look at Australia, Nigeria. Everybody's talking about, all these other teams have NBA players. Yeah, but they're role players in the NBA. My point is, it's not about the talent. It's not about throwing a bunch of superstars together and then running out there. It's about building a team.
And I'm intrigued to see how this looks, because this is going to be, and I think, very underrated. We talked about Kevin Durant's turnaround. The turnaround of Devin Booker and Middleton and Holiday. Like, mentally not having a rest. You're going to have to give them brothers some respect, man. That's Cancun time. That's vacation time. Chris, I tell
respect
you, not
playing.
Not having that mental break, those guys are going to be heralded. And shoot, Devin Booker may have some upset, some frustration buckets to give, dog.
Hey, I'm not writing them off, man. I'm sticking with my pick of the Suns. I've just amended it from 6 to 7. That's all. Devin going to be happy. Devin going to be blinging. He going to be shining over there. All right, speaking of shining, we got 2 hours left. Keep it locked.